Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Val's Corner. I'm your host, Valerie Broplay, and you're having a corner conversation with Val. So welcome back, guys. Woo! I know we took a break, but we're back. I'm actually really excited again this episode. I don't know why, but I am so excited. First thing first, before we get into our topic, because, you know, today's topic is a bit deeper and darker. But before we get into all that deep and dark stuff, I have some exciting news. I'm so excited. I can't. But as many of you probably saw, but if you didn't, I got a new car. Yay! I'm so excited. I got a Honda. I got to make sure I'm saying it right. A 2025 Honda CR-V with the help of God. Oh, he blessed me. It was one of my best answered prayers, one of my many amazing blessings. I'm so excited. I'm in love with her. Her name is Storm. She's beautiful. I'm so excited. But I have to give credit where credit is due, because I couldn't have done this one by myself at all. I had the Trinity, you know, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Those three, they helped me. They were in my corner. I was praying. I was asking. They gave me peace. But then also, I have my little, my negotiator, Miss Leah Rodriguez. Shout out, Leah. If you need a Honda, hit my girl Leah. She got you. Okay? All right? Because it was her gift, her talent, her skills, that I was able to walk out there with a beautiful car that I'm in love with. So thank you, Leia. I love you. So I'm so excited. I feel so blessed. I feel so honored that God gave me one of my desires. And yeah, I'm just, every time I think about it, I'm so speechless on how everything happened. And it has to just been God. Like, it was just God. He took over. But yeah, so that's the good news. Also, I know I always do my spiel at the end of the video, but I want to get my spiel. Honestly, throughout the week, I've been realizing, like, I can't do this podcast without my editor, Vanessa Fumes, on Instagram. Because, honestly, I just sit here and talk to you guys. Everything that happens behind the scenes, all shout out to Vanessa. So if you need editing, recording, podcast, you can't keep her. Jeremiah. You can't keep her, but you guys can heavily borrow her talents and her calling, because she's amazing. Literally, this wouldn't happen without her. So I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you. Follow her on Instagram. All right, let's get into the episode. So today, like I said, we're getting more deep. It's a topic I honestly didn't want to do, if I'm being honest. When God told me that he wanted me to speak about this, I was like, you sure? Like, are you really sure? Like, I don't know. I don't want to. I'm uncomfortable. And I was like, honestly, if I'm being fully transparent, the reason why I didn't record last week was because I was praying about whether or not to speak about this topic, because it's a bit heavier than what I've talked about. But again, like I said on this podcast earlier, I want to be honest and I want to be my true self and be obedient to God and what he was telling me. So the whole week I took off and I was praying and asking. He didn't take it off my heart. So I'm like, okay, I guess I have to do it up. I got to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it. So today's topic, as you can tell by the video, we'll talk about freedom in Christ, what it means to be free in Christ, and how I found my freedom in Christ, what I went through, what was holding me bondage, what was holding me, the chains that was holding me all throughout my whole life and things like that, and how God break those chains off. Not only did he free me, he like broke the chains off to the point where I can't go back, but I don't want to go back to those things I did in my past. So I just wanted to I always like to get started with a definition on what it means to be free in Christ. So I have three definitions because they all are really good, but I think I'm going to just say the first two. It says freedom in Christ refers to the ability to obey God and choose his will for one's life. It's different from outside freedom, which is the ability to make one's own decision. Freedom means you have a choice. It means you are no longer restrained or controlled by the thing that once held you back. Freedom in Christ means we no longer have to satisfy our sinful desires. So for many people, that can mean a lot of different things when it comes to freedom in Christ. Like when it comes to freedom being free, period, and sin, because everyone, again, is different. Their life is different. Things that were holding them back, the things they were enslaved to, the things they did, it all looks different. But for me, it was many different things that God had to free me from. And I didn't realize all of that before I even got saved. I just knew this was a part of my life. I thought this would always be a part of my life. I thought this was always something I'll be struggling with. It wasn't until like I really got down to it and looked deep within myself and was like, oh, I don't want to live this life anyway. I don't want to feel these things. And I've talked about some of these things actually a couple episodes, but one of the main things was for me was my anxiety and my depression, because that was something I struggled with my whole life, and God freed me from that. And it wasn't until, what I said, like 2023, honestly, that God healed me and broke those chains off and changed my mind to the point where it's like, I don't want to feel that way anymore. And obviously, there's still periods of where I feel like I'm about to get depressed. Like, but now I know the trick. Like, I know the warnings because God opened my eyes to it. It's like, this is, if you're doing these things A, B, and C, it's gonna lead you down this path. So when I catch myself being lazy, not talking to God, not being in my word, I catch myself going into that pit, like that depression state where it's like, ooh, I'm not me anymore. I don't want to do anything. And it's crazy that I'm talking about this today because my pastor mentorship also, please join Reset Her if you haven't. It is an impactful, beautiful class. It's going to stretch you. It's going to teach you. You're going to learn new things about yourself and make you truly look within yourself, look in the mirror, and discover those parts of yourself that you don't want to reveal. It's going to really stretch you. And my pastor was talking about it this last time, where sometimes when it comes to depression, you don't always know you're in it until you're in it. You know, sometimes maybe we don't know the sign. But for me, it was different because it's something I struggle with my whole life, especially with anxiety. Like, I always get anxious. I would, like, literally bite my nails until they were bleeding. Like, it would pick my skin until there was blood, and I would still keep going. Like, I was hyper, I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks. So it was something I struggled with my whole life, and I didn't know, like, truly what it was until I got educated on it, and I started to notice the sign, notice my triggers and things like that. So for me, it's like my eyes were open to it and what I was suffering with, that I sought prayer. The only thing that honestly got me through that was prayer. It was truly prayer and fasting, because it was during our fast that God really worked within me to show me, like, you don't have to be bound by this anymore. You don't have to be depressed anymore. You don't have to have these feelings anymore. Just give it to me, and I'll take care of it. So I truly give all that pain to God. I'm like, God, I don't want to feel this on my own anymore. I need your help. I need you to take this pain away. I need you to take this suffering. I don't want to be enslaved to my mind and these thoughts anymore. And I gave it to him. So when my depression, I mean, there's always a risk of me falling into a depression. But if I, I know the signs now. So it's like, I know the signs. If I don't fall into it, I'm good. So it's like, it will always be a gate that I'm afraid to go through again. But at the same time, it's like, if it does happen, I'll be prepared. I'll know how to handle it, if that makes sense. So it's like, my eyes are open to it. It's like, I know. And I know the tactics that the enemy could use, because sometimes the enemy try to use our previous hurt, our past, our sins to entrap us. So once you know the signs and things like that, the enemy don't have a hold on you no more. Like, he can't use that thing that once hindered you in your past to try to bring you down now, because you know the signs and you know how to rebuke it, you know how to fight. So it's very important, one, know the signs and know how to fight that thing. Even if you can't, especially if you can't do it on your own, know who to go to, seek guidance and things like that. There's nothing wrong with it. Everyone goes through a period, well, not everyone. Some people go through a period of depression. It's very, and in my past, so sometimes it's very hard to see the signs and know that you're in it. But it's also like, that's when you have to look within yourself to know what's changing. What is it that you're doing differently? And where's your lack of motivation? Where it's like, you don't want to do anything. You're in this dark place. You don't know what you're feeling, things like that. So know yourself and know your body as well and listen to it. Because those are all telling points, especially for me. Like, I know when my heart start, like, pacing. When I start feeling anxious for no reason, I can't explain. I'm like, okay, I'm about to, something's happening, and I need to, like, figure out why before I go into a state of depression where I don't want to do anything. I don't want to clean my room. I barely want to eat. Or if I do eat, it's, like, it's junk food. Things not good for me. Or I'm always, these thoughts of, like, never feeling good enough and worthless, those start creeping back in. So I'm like, okay, if I'm noticing these things starting creeping now, what is it that I'm not doing? And it's always when God is not in my life, that's for me, that's one thing that helps me. It's like when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do with Christ, I sometimes tend to fall back into it. So it's like when it comes to freedom in Christ, you have to fight every day to stay free, if that makes sense. For me, I have to fight every day to stay free. Like if I go a week without reading my Bible or like talking to God or worship or anything like that, I feel off within my body. And that's when I start to spiral and I start to get these negative thoughts. So like the Bible said, renew your mind daily is very important. And for me, it's something I literally have to be intentional about because my mind is like, it takes me to those places where I don't want to be. And I don't want to be enslaved to depression, anxiety. I don't want to do that anymore. So God freed me from that. That's one thing I found my freedom in. And that would just happen just last year. And I've talked about my whole journey with that in a couple episodes. You can go listen to it. It's called Depression Anxiety. There's two parts because it's a very long journey. So you can go listen to that. But another thing, well, it's a lot of things that I've had to do a harder fight to get free from. And it's something we don't talk about a lot. And I feel like I wish it was something that was talked about a lot, especially in church or like even growing up. And something that is taught instead of us going out to seek it ourselves. It's like, because when you're not, sometimes it's like, okay, there's always the wars. Like, you don't want to open your kids' mind to that. But at the same time, it's like, if you don't educate them on what to do and what not to do, then we go look for it ourselves, look for it in things that are not good. Like, look at it from the word perspective instead of hearing it from our parents. So for me, see, I feel so, for some reason, I feel so uncomfortable talking about this, but I know it's something that needs to be talked about. And I think that's why God wanted me to talk about this topic, because it's not something you hear a lot, especially from millennials or Gen Zs. And it's something I feel like I want to talk about a lot, but again, I feel like even in this moment, I feel uncomfortable trying to say the word out, but I'm feeling a sense of peace to just say it. Like, God is just telling me, say it. So for me, something that I struggled with was the porn industry, like pornographic. Yes, that's what it is. And that whole world of like that lustful thing, that like idea, that like last episode I talked about sexual immorality and purity, and I didn't go too in depth with it because again I was uncomfortable. So God's like, well, you ain't talk about it last episode, so you got to get it out one of the episodes. Like, you got to do this. So I feel like porn and masturbation, all of that stuff, it's not something that is talked about a lot. And I feel like it should, because then it leads people, we go searching as kids, because that's what I did. I wanted to learn more about sex and like men and women. And I ended up going down the path I shouldn't have. And I opened a door to a dark place that I had no business searching for. Like, because I wanted to no more. I wanted to know what this is and I wanted to figure it out. But in opening that door, so that's why I say it's a tricky thing. Like, sometimes you don't want to talk about it or open your kid's mind or even teenager mind to like, oh, if I start talking about it now, it's like their minds are open and it could become curious. But in my kids, it's like, I wish I was taught about it. I wish I was taught about it in a healthy way of what it is and what not to do instead of me trying to go figure it out on my own, because then that led me to being stuck in that for so long, thinking that's what love is or what that's what men and women are supposed to do. That's what sex is. Because that was holding me on for so long. And I never talked about it with anyone because I felt ashamed within myself. Like, why am I watching these things? Why am I opening my mind to stuff like that? But like, I looked into the idea of like porn and that industry a long time, like when I was little. So, well, I want to say like before I was a teenager. So like 13, 14 is when I started. So I opened my mind to that at such a young age, and it planted those seeds. It planted a root in my mind without me even noticing that. I catch myself like, I have to go watch this. I have to do this. And it's like, the more you open your mind to those things, the more you give access to it. And I feel like sometimes it's a spirit, because they hold on to you so like tight, like you feel in bondage to this industry. And it's like, it's a very lucrative industry, because you can find it on anything nowadays. It's like, whoa, how you have such free access to something like this when it's not supposed to? Like, I want us, I wish I was shielded from it, but also educated about it. So then I wouldn't go searching. So it's like, with that whole world, it was a dark place. And I felt disgusted within myself. I felt ashamed. I felt embarrassed. I never wanted to talk about it because it was like, when it comes to sin, sometimes we want to share our sin. We don't want to share it with people because, well, it's a sin. Like it's not something to be proud of. So for so long, I never talked about it. I never told my friends. I never told anyone that this was something I was struggling with. And even when I got saved in 2020, it was something I was still struggling with. And I never brought it to God. Like I felt like a fraud because it's like I'm over here trying to read the Bible and this and that, but I'm also struggling with this, trying to, I watch porn on my phone, going to the privacy setting, masturbation, things like that. So it's like I felt with shame within myself even on that wall. And I still remember vividly the time I finally decided, like, God, I don't want this to have a hold on me anymore. I don't want to have my mind lead to this. I don't want to be in chain to this. I don't want to be in bond. I don't want to do this anymore. And I literally got honest and I started breaking down. I was in my college dorm room. And I just started breaking down. God's like, God, take this away from me. And I was just, and I felt ashamed. I was like, God, I feel ashamed. I'm sorry. I feel like I betrayed you. I feel like I'm unworthy of your salvation. I felt unworthy for God to save me. And if we're being honest, like, salvation is something beautiful and something God gives to us. But sometimes we don't, like, and it's something we don't earn, but I feel like something we should earn. I felt like I didn't deserve for God to, like, love me. I didn't feel like God should forgive me. Like, I felt so alone, but also, like, when it comes to, like, shame, shame can also be a bondage that could kind of keep us in trap. Because of that shame and that guilt, I didn't want to go to God. I was letting it hold on. I was fighting many things at once. That and the porn and masturbation and the shame and guilt. So my war was just spiraling. And when I finally, like, gave it to God, because it's like you hear, oh, give your burdens to God, he would handle it, give your pain. And I never understood why they were saying that until I gave that to God. And I just remember feeling so light and free in that moment. And I think that was my first moment of truly feeling free in God. Because I literally remember I was sobbing. And if you remember college, so I know the rooms are different. I had my bed. It was on high, the bed thingy riser. And I remember it was dark and my little LED lights on. And I came off my bed and I just started, like, it was like, oh, I was doing my pressing time. We had these pressing where we'll leave each other in college and then go pressing in our rooms. And it was during my pressing time. I had music playing, this and like gospel music and stuff like that. And honestly, it wasn't something like I wanted to, like, it wasn't like, oh, God, like I went in there with a mission, like I'm going to ask God to free me. No, it happened all like with when I was in the presence and I was praying for things. And I just remember crying. Like I said, I just remember bawling. I came down on the floor and I was sitting. I was like, God, please take this away. Please, I don't want it anymore. I don't want to be enslaved to this anymore. Like, take this burden away. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I kept apologizing. I felt sorry. I'm like, God, I want to be worthy of your love. I want to be worthy of this salvation. I want to be worthy of this rescue. Because I felt like God rescued me from the life I was living, because I was partying. I was drinking. And I was like, I was trying to find ways to numb this pain and the guilt I was feeling all this time. And in that moment when I literally, like, I felt like I said yes to God all over again, like I truly said, because I just felt, like I said, I felt free. I felt lighter. I felt like God, like, took it. And I'm not saying after, like, I did that and it was easy. No, it was a constant battle of, like, to not watch that, to not do that thing. And it was like I had to, like, take steps to prevent myself. Granted, I didn't tell anyone I was struggling with this and stuff, but, like, I lean on God more than ever. Because it wasn't easy. There were times where I was tempted. It was like I couldn't watch shows that had on sex scenes in it because I felt like I felt wrong. I felt icky watching that because I was doing it for so long. So I would have to watch shows that didn't have sex thing in it. And if I was watching sex thing with somebody, or like I was watching a movie and it just showed and I was around other people, I would go on my phone just so I wouldn't see it or get my mind to it. I had to, block any and every site. I had to not go to my privacy setting because if I say once I hit that, it was over. So I took steps to, like, walk into that temptation and prevent myself from it. But also, like, I had to be diligent with it. I had to be intentional to do it. Like, if I had like if I had a thought or like, oh, I want to watch this or I want to do this, I would be like, God, please help me. Like, I don't want this. God, please help me. And I was watching a podcast with this guy and he was suffering with the same thing. And he was like in bondage. He was like, for him, he went to somebody. He had his friends helping. I was like, I wish I did that. And because I had prayer for friends. And I know if I had told them about this, they would have helped me. They would have prayed with me and got me through this instead of me having to do it not by myself, but with God. But like, I would have had a community because when he was in college, he had his college friends. He would like text them like they had a cold word, like, hey, I'm feeling this way. I don't want to be alone in my dorm right now. Can you guys help me? Can we go do something? Or like, he wouldn't watch shows like that and things like that. So he took steps as well. And I was like, that's so amazing. And I feel like if all of us young adults who are struggling with this or are battling this currently, lean on someone, go to someone you can trust or a friend that could help you. Because I feel like at one point or another, my generation, we all tap into that. We all was curious and wanted to find out about this, what sex is, and what masturbation is, what porn is, watching this stuff we see on TV somewhere. Our curiosity led us down this dark path and it led us to a dangerous path. So sometimes that felt like it follows people well into the adult life, and it's scary and it's dangerous. That's why I feel like that's a spirit, because it keeps you captivated. It keeps you trapped in that life and thinking that's the way to live, and it's not good. And I'm glad God freed me from that. I'm glad I gave it to God, but I also wish I asked for help when I needed it. I wish I went to the people in my corner. But again, God knew who I was and knew I wasn't going to do that. So he went with me through the trenches and got me through that. And that's something I'm forever thankful for, because now I don't want to be enslaved to that life. I don't want to be enslaved to those thoughts. I don't want to go down the path. Like, right. That's why I said in the last episode, if you are having a temptation, if you know a TV show with sex triggers you, don't watch it. Skip, fast forward. Like, if that's something you're currently struggling with, don't actively open your mind to it. Because it's like, once you are, God can free you from something, but if you allow have that thing to have access to you again, then it's like, now you have to do more work. So it's like, I don't try to open that door up again. Like, now I can say, I can watch a show that has some scenes, but at the same time, I don't want to watch the full thing. Like, I'm not crazy. So it's like, I'm comfortable and I can handle it now, but at the same time, I'm not actively going out to like watch it or like actively seeking it, because I know it might trigger something within me. And I don't know like for sure. So it's like, I don't want to also tempt my spirit. I don't want to tempt that part of myself that I once was. So it's like, I'm careful. So I'm not actively going to watch a show that has like, if it's, I'm watching a movie and it happens to happen, I'm like, okay, can I handle this right now? I actually have to ask myself, like, in my head, I was like, can I watch this? And if I can handle it, sure, let's go on. But at the same time, it's like, I try not to, like, open that door. So, like, if a scene is on or something, I try to distract myself, go on my phone, play a game, just so I'm not feeding my spirit again. Because, like, it's like we all have peepholes. Like, your body can see what you see, in a sense. So I'm very careful. And it's, like I said, it's a daily battle within that lifestyle. Like, I can honestly say right now, it's like, my mind don't go there anymore. I'm not tempted to do that action. Like I said before, our human bodies have a reaction. It's totally normal. But I'm not tempted to masturbate, or I'm not tempted to go watch porn or anything like that. I try to like distract myself with the word. Like, I try to go to the Bible. And that's more that, like, before, that's what literally helped me was like talking to God. Sometimes I would just strictly just talk to God, like, so God, I saw this on TV. I didn't feel any type of way. Like, I was just like, I don't feel any type of way. Like, it didn't trigger anything in me. So, like, am I truly free? Like, can I also, like, so can I just, like, watch a movie that openly has it or no? So it's like, it's also a battle. Like, I don't want to tempt it, but at a certain time, it's like, you can't, with TV shows and things like that, it's, like, very hard to avoid it. Like, you can be watching a nice show, and next thing you know, boom, everyone's naked. So, like I said, I don't try to actively go out and seek it. But if it were to be in my face, I try not to, like, like fully watch it. Like I was distracting myself on the phone, like I said before. But that helped me captive for so long, like well into my adulthood. So like I said, I started at, like I opened that door like at 13. I didn't finally like give it all to God like until my college year. Before I graduated, honestly, I'm gonna say it was like 2021. I'm gonna say like it was after COVID. Yeah, it was after COVID, 2021, 2022, when I actually like started doing the work to break that spirit off, to try to fight that. So it's not easy. It's not easy. I'm gonna say that it's really not easy thing to break. And sometimes I feel like those spirits are like soul ties in a way, like it's holding you captive. Sometimes you try to you can revert back to it, because in that period, I know there were times where I like wanted to revert back to it. Like I went on it, like I went on the site, but I there was something within me, and I believe that was my Holy Spirit, like this my spirit, and that was the Holy Spirit like telling me to like get out. I remember this one time I went on this site, I type in, I was like, God, I have to do this, I got to do it, I'm not strong enough. And the Holy Spirit literally convicted me in that moment. I felt dirty. Like, I just felt unclean. I said, oh, I'm exiting out of this. I can't do this. I can't. Like, we can't. We're not doing this again. And I just started crying again. I was like, God, please, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was thinking. Blah, blah, blah. And so I got convicted. And every, like I said, every day is a constant battle. I have to, like, make sure I'm on alert. I have to make sure I'm okay. So I don't want to go back to the life. It's not pretty. It's dark. It's lonely. It's filled with feeling dirty and guilt and feeling ashamed. And that's also another thing you don't want to have to fight again. So one thing I'll say, go to your friend, find people you can trust. Definitely have a community. Lean on God like never before. Don't feel ashamed to tell God your secrets, because he knows them all. But he also wants us to just give it to him. So like God knew I was struggling with that thing, but he wasn't like, he knew I wasn't ready to be free until I actively went out and asked for it myself, like cried to him, begged him to take it away. And God, he listened. And everything I pray for, like when it comes to like things I struggle with and God revealed to me, when I ask him to like take it away, he don't take it away instantly. I can't say it, y'all. But he doesn't take it immediately. That one's better. But he, within the work and process, it goes away. He heals me over a bit. And then sometimes when I look back, when I'm like reflecting on things and how far God got me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not really feeling these things. I'm not struggling. God, was that you? Yes, it was. I'm telling you, these are the conversations I be having with God. Like people think like with all prayers, you like, you're on your knees, bawling, declaring. Yes, those are all very good things. You should go to war. But then sometimes when I'm in my car, I'm like, God, so like, did you see what happened last week? I literally talk to God like he's my friend. Like he's sitting right next to me. And it brings me comfort. We love it. So I'm like, so like, wait, I watched something last week. And like, I didn't feel anything. Like nothing happened. Like God, like, so like, we good, right? Those are the conversations I have. And it's actually really beautiful. Like, it's like I'm talking to one of my friends. And God is the greatest friend I've ever had, so because he's never left me. So, yeah. So lean on God. Have a community. Find ways to not trigger yourself, or find ways preventative measure. If it's blocking the app, sure. They have, like, different apps where you can put a password code in it. And only one of your – this guy, it was on this – it's not Save Not Soul. This Madison Pruitt. Her name is Madison Pruitt Trout. She's married a man, Grant Trout. It's one of their episodes where he was talking about there's an app where you, one of his friends put on his phone where if he ever typed the word, it would like block it, and only them had the passcode. And I don't remember what the app was, but like if you go watch that episode, it's a really good episode. It will help you, and tips and things like that to help you through this. I wish I watched a video when I was struggling, but you know, God works in mysterious way. He healed me then, so I can talk about it now. So, yeah, that was one of the things I was holding about this. And I found some really, really good scriptures on this. So, we're going to read, there's three different verses, but it's in Colossians 5:16, NIV. We're not reading from NLT today, but NIV says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit is what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you're not to do whatever you want. That's where freedom of choice. God gave us a freedom of choice. And that's where it's like, it's always a constant battle, because our spirit and our flesh want two different things. Our flesh wants the things of the world, which is partying, going to clubs, and drinking and things like that. But our spirit is like, no, we don't want that. We do not want that at all. And it's not good. And I found a verse actually. And it's Galatians 19, because I was looking for it where it says all these things. Galatians 5:19, NLT. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like this. Let me tell you again, like I said in the last episode, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life would not inherit the kingdom of God. So it literally lays it out in the Bible, because sometimes people's like, well, I just go to a party. I don't do nothing. But it's just God says wild parties. Those are our sins. Drunkenness. Ambitions. Selfish ambitions. Anger. Envy. Jealousy. And during all that period, I was a very envious person. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I would get jealous. I was literally suffering from every one of those sins. I ain't gonna lie to you. Lustful pleasures. I listened to my flesh. Jealousy. I was always jealous of other people. I was even jealous of how someone got saved once. Why are you jealous of someone's salvation? Like, Valerie, get it together. So it's like, see all those little spirits and all little sins that creep in when you're trying to be free and trying to be saved. It's a lot of things that you have to battle with. Not only just those. Like, it's like a whole bunch of sins you're fighting all at once. So one, you can't really do it by yourself. You just need to go to God. So I'll say being free in God is a beautiful thing. You feel lighter, but there are also more battles along the way that you have to be free from. And right now there are a lot of things I still have to be free from. I'm praying for God to free my mind, and he's working little by little. So it's like, it's not going to just be one thing or one battle you have to fight. No, it's a continuous war. Like, being a Christian, it's like you're always fighting. You're always on go. Like, Satan gonna throw this at you. Oh, we gonna block it. Boom. What's next? It's kind of like that, in a sense. I feel like, for me, it's like God heal you from one thing, and then boom, 10 more. It's like, ooh, we gotta fight this. And I'm like, but I'm tired, Lord. We just fought one war. I gotta fight a war again. Jeez, Lord, give me a break. No, it's just it. But it's, I'm learning, it's all to make you better, and I'm starting to appreciate that. But it's still painful, y'all. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It's so painful. But I'm grateful. Like our pastor said in three episodes ago, pain produces. And within all that pain I had to go through, it produced something great. I can honestly say to many people on the internet what I struggle with. And that is something I wasn't even comfortable sharing with my friends. And I'm over here on the couch just sharing all of me to the to many people, strangers and all. So you gotta love God and how he works, because he works strategically in strange ways. I am not gonna lie to you. So he's an amazing God. He does things. But when it comes to freedom, like freedom in Christ, it looks different for everyone. So I'm like, find out what you're struggling. Like, again, research her. Look in the mirror. Dig deep into the deepest, darkest parts of yourself that you know are the ugly part that you know and try to cover. Look within those parts and try to do the work. And it's not going to be pretty when God show you. Because when God showed me the ugliness of myself, I'm like, ooh, that's disgusting. I don't want that to belong in me no more. And then we get to work. And it's also like challenging, like, but God, like, isn't that part of who I call myself? But isn't that part of who I am? Like, isn't there the ugly parts of me as well? But it's like, yeah, but like God wants you to also fix them and make them beautiful and learn to love those parts of yourself as well. But don't let it sit there. Like, I always pray, God, approve the things that are not of you. And, you know, pulling a root is hard.
You gotta dig deep. So it's like, one,
it's a lot of work, like I said. It's painful, but it needs to be done. You have to uproot sometimes the little weeds and things in between the field for a beautiful flower to bloom or something beautiful to grow. So you just gotta get rid of the dirt and have something flourishing between it. So that's for me. I'm glad I'm free in Christ. It's not something I'm currently struggling with anymore. I'm not struggling with masturbation, porn. That's not part of my life anymore, and I'm forever grateful. But again, it's a battle I have to fight every day to remember not to try to go down. Because, you know, enemies, he can use our past against us and try to be like, oh, it feels good. Remember how you felt doing that there? No. Boo-boo devil. Leave me alone. But I hope this episode really blessed you guys, because I was freaking out to say this. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's why I took the whole week off praying. Like, God, you sure I should share this part to myself? Because at one point, I started questioning myself if I'm being too honest on this, if I'm being too raw. And I feel like God tells me every time, like, after I just said that, I feel good. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not stressed anymore. I'm not, like, uncomfortable anymore. I'm glad I spoke it. But I feel like this podcast has become a sense of therapy for me. Sharing my story, hoping it helps people. And I've gotten feedback from people I would have never expected. It's like, it's all God. Because in my flesh, I would not want to talk about this. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't want to do it. God gave me the strength to talk about it. And I'm glad I was obedient and listened. But at the same time, it's just like, I'm learning more and more during this podcast. Because I'm learning to be obedient to God, but also learning what to share at the same time. So it's like, I only want to share things that God puts on my heart to share, because he knows it's going to help someone out there. It's going to help someone on their walk. So I'm glad I listened, and I hope this helps somebody who is struggling. So if you are, hit me up. I promise you, I'm not scary, and I love answering people's questions and things like that. So, but yeah, I hope this episode blessed you guys. I really, truly do. And that brings us to the end of our discussion. But before I leave and end on my little spiel, I want to do a special Q&A episode where I want to answer many of your questions that people have. So please send me questions on my Instagram in the comment section on this video. Like, send me any question from either previous episodes you watch or question you have for me. Random Christian questions. Just send me questions, guys. Please, please, please send me questions. It can be any questions. Because I want to have some guests on here that will help me answer these questions. Because like I said, I don't know nothing. I always get my knowledge, one, from God, and I'm learning from other people. So I want to have some people on here that could help answer your questions. And I want it to be a special episode. So send your questions in, DM me. I'm going to put a little link on Val's Corner Podcast Instagram. So DM in your questions, send them to me, text me personally if you have my number. But just send me questions you have and you would like some answers to. And we'll make it a whole episode, like a Q&A episode. But yeah, once again, it's a beautiful thing to be free in Christ. Only he can free you from your burdens. Give it to him. Give him the pain. Give it all. And stay in your word. Renew your mind daily, because it's very important. And I catch myself being reminded every day how important it is. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable on here and share my story and how God's helped me. And I truly love everyone. Thank you. And don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, turn the notification bell on, and also join Reset Her on Facebook and join the mentorship class with my pastor. It's amazing. You're going to be stretched and learn some beautiful things. And that's it. I'll see you guys next episode.